Yeah, card number base, the last Gemara number Aleph, last two dots here. Tanan Hosom learned someplace else, Gemara and Sukkah, that Mokim Shinogo Lichbel, a place where the minig was to repeat itself, say it over twice, is Lichbel. You're supposed to say it over twice. We're talking about a hallow. Certain psukim in hallow, we say over twice. We say the psukim twice in hallow. Lifshart Yifshart. The minig you get to say it just one time, you say it one time. Like we have certain psukim, we say it two times. Certain psukim, we only say it one time. Levorach achrov yevorach. If the minig is to make a bracha after hallow, like we do, so make a bracha afterwards. Kaminig ha-medina. That's the hakol kaminig ha-medina. That's the side. Everything you do according to the minig of the medina. Because Rashbam says lichbol es hallow. Certain psukim in hallow we say twice. Yeah. Omer Abaye lo yishanu velo yachrov. That what we're saying to make a bracha on hallel, totally in the minig, if they do it, if not, not, that's only the bracha achrona. Like we say, bracha d'Hashem, melech mehula batishpachos, that's where we end off with hallel. Avol ufonov, but to make the first bracha, like we say, asher kishon v'mitzvah yisra v'sivonu, likra yasa hallel, that's mitzvah levorach. That for sure you have to make a bracha. That is no machlokes upon. Ufonov, you have to make a bracha. What's the raya? The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvah is, or every time before you do a mitzvah, is mevorach alayhi and oivah la'asiyosin. The klal is, before you do the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha. That's the klal by brichas ha-mitzvahs. Before we do the mitzvah, we make a bracha. That's why here also, before we say the halal, we make the bracha. Some of us should learn it together, like it's really a achana, a preparation to do the mitzvah. Before you do the mitzvah, you make a bracha, that's preparing yourself to do the mitzvah. Like always the nusach is, asher kidishonu b'mitzvoysa. Like you makadish, you made us holy because of the mitzvah. That's the way we prepare ourselves before we do the mitzvah. So all mitzvahs, we have to make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is the yisoid is preparing ourselves before we do the mitzvah. For the more now, my mashma, the high over, lishtel diyakdu mehu. How do we know that the pshat from Yehuda Mar Shmuel, when he said the lashon of, that kol ha mitzvahs mevorach alayim over lasiyosan, over means before. Maybe over means after you do the mitzvah. How do we know the lashon oivar means before? Lishna deaktumehu. It's the lishna of doing something before that. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Tehsir, because the pasuk says va'yoratz achimoyetz derech hakikor va'yavores hakushi. Achimoyetz ran, even though he left second, but he ran much faster, and he went past hakushi. You see, lashon yavar means in front. He went in front of kushi. So sarayi yavar always means you're being in front. You come first. Abaye Rome Mehok, Abaye Raya from this Pasik. For who Ova Alifneim, he went in front of them. So Loshen Ova means you go in front. So also, when the Yehuda Mar Shmuel said this Loshen of, that Kol HaMitzvahs Mabarach Aleim Oiva Lasi Yosin, it means before you do the mitzvah, that's when we're supposed to make the bracha, Birchas HaMitzvahs. And Nika Diyamri, some say Mehok from this Pasik. The Pasik says, Vayavor Malkom Lifneim Vashem Baroshim. It says Vayavor and it says Lifneim, they went in front of them. Mash Meloshin Vayavar always means in front. You have to do it first. So that's the story of the Brichas HaMitzvahs is, you have to make the bracha beforehand. Yeah. Matanya, we learned like this. Rebbe Koifo Bodvorim. Rebbe says when you say hello, you have to be Koifo Bodvorim. What does that mean? Rashbam says, Tap Rashbam here. Koifo Bodvorim means mat. Hoya Koifo. Just from the end of Hallel. Dvorim means just a little bit. Like we do. The last capital, we always say two times. Baruch Abba V'Shem Hashem, we say the psukim two times. Kel Hashem V'Yolon, we say it two times. But just these last three psukim, four psukim, he used to say twice. That's all. That's called Dvorim. Hey, Baruch Abba L'Mata. That's what Rebbe used to do. Before that, the way we do, we say On Hashem Hashina, we say it two times. He didn't do that. Rebbe Leze ben Partio Moisev bo Dvorim. He added more psukim, more words to repeat it in Hallel. My Moisev, what did he add? Am Rabbaye Moisev lichbol me'oidecho lamata. Like we do. Me'oidecho, that's when we start saying it twice. Oidecho ki ani soni, this pasuk we say twice, and every masim we say twice. Meis Hashem, Zayayim, Anu Hashem, we say these psukim twice. This is like he did. Lichbol bo me'oidecho lamata. Dorish Rav Avia Zimnin Omalei Mishmei de Rav. When Rav Avira said this drasha, sometimes he said it over in the name of Rav. The Zimnin, and sometimes Omalei Mishmei de Ravashi. He said it over the name of Ravashi. Or some say Ravami, or Ravasi, some say, tell them what the Yirtu is. That Maizik Siv, what's shown in the posting says by Bereshit, it says, Vayigdol HaYeled Vayigomol. Says Pasha by Avram Avinu, when he finished with the son of Yitzchok, Vayigdol HaYeled Vayigomol, that he finished and then he made a Suda. Is also that Kodesh Baruch Hu Lasoi Suda L'Tzadikim V'yoyim SheYigmol Chastel L'Zawar Shel Yitzchok. And lastly, in Moshe Mashiach comes a time when Hashem will be goyimu chasodim to the children of Yitzchok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also make a suda then. It's also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask a suda to make a suda, a big part, a big meal, letzadikim for the tzadikim, v'yoyim sheigmu chasodim to lezara shal Yitzchok. Le'acha shoichlim, v'shoysen, after they get finished eating that suda, and after they get finished drinking by that suda, is noisten loyli Avrom Avinu kosher bracha. Right, so they're going to be mechabed Avraham Avinu. You should be the one to bench. We'll be mechabed you. So kosher bracha levaruch. You should bench and be mighty everybody. The yoyim alehen and Avraham Avinu will answer back to them. Any levaruch? No, I'm not going to bench. Why? Sheyotzin emenu Yishmael. Because all my children weren't pure. Even though I had Yitzchak, I also had Yishmael. So therefore, Avraham Avinu did not want to bench. Yomalan Yitzchok, so then they're going to tell Yitzchok, so you bench. Toyel Baruch, you go and bench now. Oymalhem, so Yitzchok will also answer back. Eini Mevaruch, no, I don't want to bench. Sheyotzim Emenu Esav, because Esav came out of me. So my children weren't all tzaddikim, I don't want to bench. Oymalay Yaakov, Toyel Baruch, so tell Yaakov Avinu, you go and bench now. Oymalhem, Yaakov will answer back. Eini Mevaruch, no, I don't want to bench. Why not? I, all his children were tzaddikim. Because I married two sisters when they're both alive. That eventually the Torah says you're not allowed to marry two sisters. So when Yaakov Avinu married them, it was Kodesh Matan Torah, it was mutter to do it. And even according to the Rishonim that learned that the Ovis were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, but they said that's only in Eretz Yisrael they were Mekayim it. But in Chutz La'aretz they weren't Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's what Taka Rochel was Mace. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, Rochel was Mace. Kadeda, when Yaakov came into Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchak wasn't living with two sisters, only with one. But I call upon him, when he was living with the two sisters, Yechura, that's something that the Torah is going to ask him later. So therefore Yaakov felt he also wasn't pure. Other Mepharshim want to learn, Abchaim wants to say to the Torah, that the Yisrael, you're not allowed to marry two sisters, means B'kedushin. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. So he wants to learn, Kodesh Matan Torah, Monashach, they didn't have a Din Kedushin yet. So when Yaakov Avinu married Rachel, like they married Leah, the Kedushin wasn't Chal. So there's no Issa Midiraisa to marry the other sister. Like it's only Yosef, if you can make Kedushin, you're not allowed to be married to two sisters. Right? But I call upon him, even though Yaakov did, it was Mutter, but he didn't want to bench because he did something that eventually this Meister would be Yosef to do. So he felt he wasn't worried to bench. Omar Loyla Moshe. So then they'll tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Toyel Baruch, you go and bench now. So I says, B'shach Tchiyas HaMeisim, all the Tzadikim will be here. Is it told Moshe Rabbeinu, you go and bench now by this Suda? Oymalahem Eini Mevarach. Moshe also answered back, no, I don't want to bench. Shaloi Zachisi Likonas Eretz Yisrael. I wasn't Zeicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. Loi Bechayev, Loi Bemoisi. I wasn't buried there, my mace, and I wasn't alive there. So if I didn't have this chus of being there, I don't want to bench. Rashi says, Loi Rashbam, Loi Bemoisi, Shenikpa Mul Beis Por. He was buried outside Eretz Yisrael. Loi Zocho Atzmoisov Likonas Boretz. And even his bones didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Kiyatzmus Yosef, like Atzmus Yosef. Yosef's bones, I call upon him, were in Eretz Yisrael. Shenikru Beretz, ki the Siv, v'yasatzmus Yosef karvu b'shem. V'ayinu the Siv, ki anoichi meis Boretz hazois, v'chutz l'oretz. That means Moshe Rabbeinu was meis v'chutz l'oretz, and any oiver es hayardin. Afilu liyacha misi, even after misi, he wasn't brought to Eretz Yisrael. V'yavu atzmus yes hayardin, my bones never went into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Moshe did not want a bench. Is Oymalel Yeshua Terlo Baruch. So they told Yeshua, you should go and bench. Omalem, Yeshua said back, no, I also have something wrong with me. Eini Mevorach Shlois Zuchis LeBen. I never had a child. I didn't have a ben. I don't want a bench. The Apostle says, Yeshua Ben Nun, Nun Benoy Yeshua Benoy. Just ends off that Yeshua, that the father had Yeshua, and it doesn't say Yeshua's children. Mashmi Yeshua didn't have any children. Shrashi Nun Benoy Yeshua Benoy. Ad Yeshua just says that the generation is down until Yeshua. The Pesuk never says that Yeshua had a son. Mashmi Yeshua did not have a son. Therefore, you also did not want a bench. Is
Oma oimel ele David, and finally they told David HaMelech, you should bench. Tell the Baruch. Oimel lehem, so he answered back, Ani Yavorech, very good, I'll bench. Veli no Lavorech, to me it's very good that I should bench. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk Tehillim, Kais Yeshua Seso V'Shem Hashem Ekrum. I'll pick up the Kais of Hashem, and V'Shem Hashem Ekrum, I'll give back Shvach to Atzah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now as David HaMelech, he was Malumid, that Kisaydi had Tzorah throughout his life, and he always used to daven to Hashem, and Hashem helped him. So he was always having Atzlach, he was having Yeshuas. So for him, it's good to bench over a kais, like kais Yeshua says, to pick up a kais. That's the that a kais Baruch Hu gave us Yeshua from it. Exactly what this means, I don't know, but right. Mishnah says, "Ein maftirin achra Pesach afikoymin." By a seder by night, after they have the Pesach, the klal is ein maftirin. You're not allowed to be maftir. We'll soon see what that means. Achra Pesach afikoymin. You have to eat afikoymin by Pesach. You can't be maftirin. So what does that mean? The Rashbam learns, Maftiri means Loshen HaNifta Mechaveroi. Somebody leaves his friend, goes away from his friend. Kolema, Kishenefetorim Min HaSuda, when a person leaves the Suda, or as Ein Maftiri means, how are you supposed to be put to leave the meal? How do you leave the table and say that by night? Ein Masayomim Oisai B'Afikoymin. You don't end it off with the Afikoymin. Well, the Gemara reports, the Gemara will explain what does it mean. So Loshen is Ein Maftiri, you don't leave the Suda Achar HaPesach Afikoymin. After the Pesach with the Afikoyim, you don't leave the Suda that way. Soon see what does it mean. So the Gemara, my Afikoyim, what does it mean not to leave the Suda with an Afikoyim? What is the Afikoyim? Is Omar Rav, Rav learns Pshatis, Shlo Ya'akru Mechabura Lachabura. When you get finished eating by one table, don't pick yourself up and eat by another table. You can't move to eat from one Chabura, one bunch of group of people, to another group of people. So Rashbam, Omar Rav, means if you finish eating your korban pesach with one group of people, don't go to walk to another group of people. Lechol, eat there. Loi pas v'loi shum dover. Not only can't eat the korban pesach there by the second table, but you can't even eat bread there or anything you can't eat by the second table. Why? Gizera, we're afraid. Dilma also lemechlas a pesach. Maybe you'll come to eat your korban pesach at a second table. Bishnei mekaymus at two different places, and that's also to do. The anan tanan stoma, we learned the stam mishnah before. Kriyab Yehuda, the ketzat zerlin, the pesach nechal b'shnei chaburis. That yes, if you have one korban pesach that belongs to 20 people, the 20 people are allowed to divide up into two groups, and 10 people eat it here, and 10 people eat it there. That you could do. The one animal, the one korban, you could divide up into two different groups. That's good. But you, the person that's eating, you have to eat your portion only in one place. You can't eat from the korban in two different places. Wherever you start eating, that's where you have to finish. That was the stam mishnah before. Now, v'hach milsa de Rav. What Rav is saying here now, ukmei hosam b'shas achilo. We're talking about now b'shas you're eating. B'shas you're eating the Pesach, the korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat at one table, and then continue eating at another place. You can't eat the korban Pesach at two different places. But once you got finished eating your korban pesach, you're allowed to get up and go someplace. That yes, if you're not eating anymore, just to say halal someplace else, that you're allowed to. The yisur is only you're not allowed to eat the korban pesach in two different chaburas. When you start eating in one chabura, you have to eat it at this place we started to eat. You can't go to another table and continue eating someplace else. But Rav holds, even after you finish eating your Korban Pesach, you're allowed to eat dessert if you want. There's no issur to eat after the Korban Pesach. The issur is only not to eat it at another place. But at the same table where you started to eat and you finished your Pesach, Korban Pesach, you're allowed to eat more. That's out Rav. Obovad, shelo yaka loichlanim chabur acheris. The only thing that's wrong is, if you want to continue eating, you can't continue eating by another chabur, another place. But this is Rav's din. And Rashbam is saying it means even to eat other foods. Not only the Korban Pesach can't you eat someplace else, but even continue eating your meal at another table is also wasser. Because as Xavier were afraid, maybe you'll come to eat the Korban Pesach also by the other table. This is Rav's din. Now behind the Pola Gale Shmuel, we'll soon see, the Gemara right away brings down Shmuel Shita, Rebbe Yechinen, and Rebbe Yechinen argue, V'yamru, they say no. Kol Dover also lech, like we hold. But after you finish to pay the Korban Pesach, or the way we eat the Afikoyim and Zechel Korban Pesach,
after you eat the last matzah, you're not allowed to eat anything, even at the same table. That's what Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel say. That Rabbi Yechon called over also lechon. Anything that starts to eat. Afilu b'chab rosa rishonim. Even at your first table where you start to eat. Yeah. Like we'll soon see the Gemara. Good. So the kid said, this is Rav's din. Rav's learns the only isser is you can't move to another table, another chabur, and eat there. But at the same place, you're allowed to continue eating. Ushmuel amar, Shmuel says no. Kigoin or diloyi li. If I want to have dessert, it's also for me to have dessert after I had the Korban Pesach. That's what it means here. A maftir nacha pesach abikoyim means after you have the pesach, you can't eat nacha abikoyim. It means you can't have dessert afterwards. So what is this? What are the loy? Li ugezlai liyaba. So he learns Rashbam are the loy is type of mushrooms. That's what he used to have for dessert. And Rav, liyaba, which is Rav, he used to eat guzlai. He used to eat roasted chicken, he used to eat for dessert. And other herbs he used to eat. So these things he can't eat after Korban Pesach. The Rav Chanina bar Shelo, the Rav Yechon Amar could go in tomorrow. He can't even eat dates. Koloyas roasted wheat. The Agoizim. Koloyas anyway, the Chorot Chomet. Sorry, Koloyas loved off wheat, maybe other things. Sorry, Koloyas roasted. Maybe soon it's not Chomet. Oh, the Agoizim and nuts. You know, after the Korban Pesach, you can't eat anything. Martanya Kavosid Rav Yechon. I'll bring you right to Rav Yechon. But the din is ein maftirin achara pesach. After Korban Pesach, ein maftirin. You're not allowed to take anything else with you. Like you can't end off anything else after the Pesach. Kegoin, what things are also to eat after the Korban Pesach? Tomorrow, even to eat regular dates. Kloya, something roasted. Via goizim and nuts, even these things are also to eat. Now, that's the way Rav Yechon says the din. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, ein maftirin achar matzah afikoimin. Not only can't you eat after the Korban Pesach, bizman was the Korban Pesach, but bizman hazeh, that we have no Korban Pesach, still there's this halacha, after you eat the matzah, frafi koimin, you're not allowed to eat anything else. Gemara Tanan, Gemara Tanan, Kashna in Yehuda Mashmul. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, ein maftirin achar ha-pesach ha-fi koimin. That you can't leave the meal after the Korban Pesach, eating something else, eating an afi koimin, eating some dessert. So to the itself in the Mishnah, Achara Pesach, only if this man eat the Korban Pesach, then there's an issue, you're not allowed to eat any other food after you wait the Korban Pesach. Hu doloi? Avoliacha matzah maftirin. The mashma, after you ate matzah, then you are allowed a pot to go away eating something else. You could eat something else after the afi koimin if it's only matzah. So the Gemara answers enough. Now Mishnah is not a kasha on Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Mishnah means like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel saying like this. Loi mi boi komer. Not only this. It means, loy mi boy, not only acha matzah, tloy nafish tamayu. The Mishnah is saying, not only after matzah, pshiti not only anything else. Like we do now. We have the after, we don't have the Korban Pesach, we only have the after koimin. So after the after koimin, you're not allowed to eat anything else. Why not? Because we want the time of the after koimin, which is zechel, Korban Pesach, to stay in your mouth. That should be the last taste you have in your mouth. That should stay in your mouth the whole night. So we understand if you only ate matzah, we understand you can't eat something else. Why? Matzah doesn't have that strong of a taste. So if you eat anything else after it, it's going to take away from the taste of the matzah. Therefore, you're not going to end off with a taste of matzah. Here I would think maybe the nafish time. If you eat the meat at the end of the meal, you're supposed to eat the al slave up when you're satisfied already. So now at the end of the meal, you eat the Korban Pesach. Now the meat has a gzunta tam. It goes into your mouth and stays inside you for a long time. The nafish tamayu, it's a good taste and a strong taste that stays a long time. And you can't take away that taste so good, like so fast. Even if you eat something else after it, it's not going to take away the taste of the meat. Less lunbo, maybe there's no issur to eat after the Pesach, Korban Pesach. Kamash balon. That's what our Mishnah tells us. In other words, not only like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, after matzah you can't eat, but the Mishnah says a bigger Kiddush. Even after the Korban Pesach also you can't eat. That's a Kiddush, because even though the tam, the taste stays in your mouth a long time, I would think there's no issa. Kamash will know there's still an issa. Vayitei maftir nacha matzah, because of Rashbam, she'etzorach lechol matzah b'kmasu dosei. Like we do, you're supposed to have the after koimin. At the end of the meal, we eat matzah. Zeicher le matzah hanachilas im a pesach. It's zeicher not so much for the Korban Pesach, but it's a zeicher for the matzah that we used to eat this month Shabbos Mitzchayim. The kricha, because then we used to be mekayim the mitzvah the way you're supposed to have matzah some rorim yachluhu, that you used to eat the matzah and the morah and the korban pesach all together. And when did they eat the korban pesach? Al asayva, after they were satisfied already. So you used to eat the matzah shel mitzvah b'zman the Beis Hamikdash at the end of the meal. V'zuhi matzah b'tzua, and that's the cracked matzah that we have. Shanoach l'machroina, we eat b'shem afikoymin l'shem choyva. Now, so the Rashbam really is learning that the whole chiyuv to eat matzah pesach by night is really the afikoymin. That's the yikir chiyuv. Just like the zman the Beis Hamikdash, the yikir achilas matzah was b'shas you ate the pesach, which was eaten at the end of the meal. So the zman is there also. The yikir mitzvah matzah we do is the afikoymin. So Rashbam is bothered by then, how come we make a bracha al achilas matzah at the beginning? Why don't we wait to make the bracha al achilas matzah at the end when we eat the afikoymin? Rashbam says, we're forced like we have to make the bracha al achilas matzah at the beginning. Even though that matzah we eat at the beginning of the meal is not the ikka mitzvah. We're not being the kind of the mitzvah then. So what's the svar? Why do we make a bracha then? So the Rashbam will soon see Tosfos also. We had a svar before in the Gemara. To the Yomer of Chizliel, Kavei Morer, to the Yacha Shemila Krisa Menenu, Hey Chayzim of Arachalov. Rav Chizda said a svar before. If somebody only has Morer, Pesach by night. So we know there's an inyatav karpas before the meal. First you dip the Morer, then into the Chareses to do B'taras Karpas. So even though then is not the Zman HaMitzvah. Really, the zman to do the mitzvahs morah should be first later. We need the matzah morah later. That should be the inyan to have morah. Still, since if you only have morah, you have to eat it for karpas. Rav Chizda says you make a bracha al achilas morah then b'shash you eat the morah for karpas. Even though we hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana and you're not being mekayim the mitzvah then, the yikka mitzvah is the second morah you eat later. Still, we said you have to make a bracha right away. And the chiddush svar was it's not right to first fill yourself up eating the morah, and then first later make the bracha alakilas morah. So you see, when you start eating it, even though that's not the ma'aseh mitzvah yet, but like this is the beginning of the ma'aseh mitzvah. So you make the bracha now, even though you first be mekayem the mitzvah morah later. So Rashbam says it's the same thing by matzah also. We make the bracha alakilas matzah at the beginning of the meal, the first time we eat matzah, because of chiddush svarim. It's not nice first eat the matzah and then make the bracha later. But really, really, you mekayim the mitzvah with the afikoymin. That's the Rashbam Shita. We're not being mekayim the mitzvah with the rice of eating matzah by the first achilah. But we make a bracha now like Rav Chizda Svara. This is the Rashbam Shita. Other Rishonim argue and say no, that we hold with mekayim the ikka mitzvah b'shas the first matzah. So right, achas odiach was going to be. Ochel bezman diika pesach. Di ein euch nach wir kommen in achra pesach. Di matza shimoy. Ma shenke nach matza bloy pesach maftirin. You could. And more answers no. That the mishnah means a chiddush. Not only after matza can't you, but even bezman with the korban pesach also you can't eat afterwards. Even though it's a big time, stays a long time, still you have this halacha you shouldn't eat after the korban pesach. Right. So tomorrow name them a silent. Let's bring a raya to have you your view to Amar Shmuel. The what it says a din a tesefta hasuf ganim. If you have like sponge cake, if you have dushanim like honey cake, if you have skirito like very flat matzis, is odom memala kriisim mehem. The person is allowed to eat this pesach by night and fill yourself up with it. These things are not chomets. You made sure it didn't become a day chomets, and a din matzah these things don't have. Either like Rashbam says a sufganim means rekikin or swing kismug like a sponge. Mitoch shisos and raka, since the dough is very soft. Ain't terus lechem lehem. It doesn't have a shame lechem. You can't be mekayim the mitzvahs matzah with these things. V'nan bin and lechem. For matzah you need lechem. T'yachsiv lechem oini. So when you eat this sponge cake like you're not being mekayim the mitzvahs matzah. T'uv shanim metugdim b'shemen u'dvash. Like a honey cake. Also v'yein a lechem oini and a lechem osher. That's not called you can't be mekayim the mitzvahs pesach matzah because it's lechem osher. So the kids are these type of breads here. Cakes. You're allowed to eat it Pesach by night. You're allowed to fill yourself up with it. Ubelvat sheyoicho matzah b'achreina. But providing you have to eat the kazayas matzah, like the afikomen, at the end, that has to be the last thing you eat. So it's a diet. B'achreinin. Like if you only have a little bit, my pashma told me here, the guy only has the kazayas matzah. So you only have the kazayas matzah, this really writes the Rashbam Shittah. That the ikum mitzvah matzah is tida at the end of the meal, when you're filled up already. So if you only have one kazayas matzah, it's kedai, first fill yourself up with these type of cake. Kedai at the end of the meal, when you're ready full, then you'll eat the matzah, l'shem mitzvah matzah, because that's called our savior. So you have to eat the matzah b'achreinin. So it's a diyek, b'achreinin, you can only eat the matzah at the end. But rishayin alay, mashm, if you eat the matzah at the beginning, you're not allowed to eat the cake afterwards. So it's right, if you don't mashmul, that once you eat that, you have to claim your mekayim, your mitzvah, you can't eat the cake afterwards. Rashbam rishayin alay, yenodem rishayin lechel klum acha matzah chayva. Once you eat your matzah, shochayva, you can't eat afterwards. So what's right if you don't mashmul? So Mar says no. I tell you, loy mi boy kamer, loy mi boy berishayna. Tikachol teyavoin. Not only the first eating, you can eat the matzah at the beginning of the meal. Because you're eating it, you're enjoying it, and you're like hungry, so you're enjoying the matzah. For sure, it's good to eat the matzah then, like we do. Abba bachreina. Mashenka, if you fill yourself up with other type of cake, and you want to eat the matzah at the end of the meal, Dilma, I would think maybe it's no good. Because Dilma also no mechla achila gasa. Maybe you fill yourself up so much with the meal, and you won't leave any room left. So when you come to eat the afikayim with the last matzah, he'll be in achila gasa. It's like not called eating then. You're filled up, you're too full, you're forcing yourself to eat. That's called achila gasa, big eating, that's no good. Eimaloi, so maybe I would think you're not supposed to wait for the matzah to first eat it after you already ate the cake. Kamashmala no. That's all the Bryce the Sefta wants to tell you. That you're allowed to eat the cake first and then eat the matzah shem afikayim. You're allowed to do that way. But maybe, who had in the other way also with smutter? Maybe you would be allowed to eat the matzah first, eat it like little teyovan, and then after the matzah, even though that's the only kazayas you have, so that's like the afikayim for you, still maybe you are allowed to eat other foods afterwards. So there wouldn't be a clear riot of Yudam HaShmuel from this Bryce, this the Sefta. So I call upon him, we hold like this. We hold the body, not supposed to eat after the afikayim. Mazutre masni hochi. Mazutre learned like this. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Maftirin achar hamatz afikayim. He learned, no, from Takert. If the matzah, if you only, if his man is there, there's no korban Pesach, we only eat the matzah for the afikayim, you are allowed to eat other things after that. There's no din not to eat after the matzah, only after the korban Pesach. For the Gemara name of the sign, let's bring a riot to the Shita from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Ein maftir nachara Pesach afikoymin." You're only not allowed to eat other food after the Pesach. Tadiyach achara Pesach deloy. Only after you eat the korban Pesach, that's like a chomer de gedin. Then we say you can't eat other foods afterwards. Avalacha matzah maftirin. But bizman is there, we don't have matzah. We don't have the korban Pesach. We only have matzah. Maybe it's mutter. So this could be a riot to this gear of Rav Yosef from Yehuda Amesh Shmuel. Tomorrow says, no, Lloyd, it wouldn't be a riot from here. I'll tell you again, like we said before, Lloyd mi boy kama. The Mishnah means not, Lloyd mi boy kama. Lloyd mi boy acha matzah. Not only for sure, like after you eat the matzah, the afikayimin, you're not allowed to eat anything else. Why? To Lloyd no fish time, because matzah doesn't have such a strong taste in your mouth. And the taste won't stay too long. Therefore, we should not eat anything else. Because that taste should stay as long as possible. Avali acha pesach. Mashenkin, this man, there's a Korban Pesach. I would think, hey, Maloi, there's no Issa Tid after the Korban Pesach, because since the meat has a strong taste and stays a long time, even if you do the food, it won't take away the taste. Maybe it's Mutter, Kamash Malon, that even after the meat, after the Pesach, still it's Issa Tid afterwards. But maybe who are then after the Matzah, for sure it's Issa Tid. So the Kert, there wouldn't be any riot to the Shrit of Yehudah Meshmul from our Mishnah. Meitzvei Avakashan Yudom. That the Sefta says, Hasuf Ganim, if you have this cake, the sponge cake, Vadushanim, the honey cake, Vyaskarita, small thin matzahs, is Oda Mamala Krista Mehem. You're allowed to fill yourself up with it, Pesach by night. Ubavar Sheyoichal Kazayas Matzah Machroinim. But providing you have a Kazayas Matzah, was made in Shmo, the Mitzvah's Matzah, and the Kayim, the Mitzvah, you have to eat that at the end of the meal. So, Chur Tadiyat Bachroinim, you're only allowed to eat the matzah at the end. Because mashmi, if you eat the matzah, you can't eat anything else. This is not like a Yudam Shmuel, because according to his gears, he's saying you are allowed to eat other foods after matzah. So here it's mashmi, you can only eat the matzah.